And we're live.
Sweet. I will alert the masses that Gabby did nothing wrong. Welcome to
Hello,
the.
everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Our Enemy podcast, where we're talking
And we're
about
live.
Attack on Titan.
Sweet. I will alert the masses that
Talking about
Gabby
famous
did
kids
nothing
show,
wrong.
Yo Gabby Gabby.
Hello, everybody.
Yo
Welcome
Gabby
to
Gabby.
another episode of the Our Enemy podcast, where we're talking about
Oh
Attack
God.
on
Oh God. I
Titan.
can
I
hear
will
myself. Why?
alert the masses
I was
that.
going to have it open. I'm
I
really
can hear
dumb.
you too.
I'm
This is
sorry for
awful.
that. Okay, that won't happen again.
Question is, can everybody else hear you twice?
I can only hear you once, so I feel kind of left
No,
out.
sorry, I had the stream open on another window, and you heard that, so that's gone. Anyway, it's kind of the usual gang. Shaw's here as usual. She's busy going viral and getting hate
I
mail.
don't
She's busy
No,
being
go
flamed
back.
on the internet.
I didn't think I said anything that crazy, and now I feel sad.
Well, that's exactly how you get flamed on the internet. You just say a normal thing.
I said a normal thing, and now everyone's like, "Are you trolling, bro?" I said, "Okay, I don't want to get into it
Bro,
too much,
what?
bro.
Honestly,
What?"
I think it's really just the timing. It's like people are still processing, so it's not what you said.
Yeah,
It's
it's still fresh.
It was too soon.
the wound is still there. It's still, you know.
Much like Sasha, the wound was fresh.
Okay, can we talk about
Also, by the
that
way, Panic is also here as usual, and we
Oh,
have a new
hi.
guest, a friend of the show, Onimaru.
Hi guys. I make anime videos on YouTube.
That's nice. Your
Nice.
voice is your microphone is better than all of ours, so that's kind of embarrassing
Sorry.
on our part.
I got a new mic,
My
so that's
microphone is good. It's just my voice is bad.
This is actually my first time officially talking about Attack on Titan on YouTube. I've never made a video on Attack on Titan, so.
And we got
Special.
picked a great episode for you to start off with.
Yeah. The most controversial.
Into the
Yeah.
fire.
I mean,
Into
I
the
heard
fire.
all week. I mean, we had a placeholder thumbnail for this. It was very irrelevant. All of Twitter constantly fucking spoiling what was going to happen. Or trying their gosh darndest. I knew it was something with Gabby. I had not realized it was going to be her killing Sasha.
Can we just do like a quick flashback to a couple episodes ago when Sinra said they're not killing Sasha? And
Fucking old.
I'm not trying to brag, but I had like a very normal response and I did not laugh. I
Sorry.
was just
Cedrus is
like,
not on the
yeah.
episode. Is not present today.
There
Sinra could not
was.
be here.
Like he, well, Sinners predicted that Connie was gonna bite it. And there was a shot where Connie is like hugging Sasha and Jean's head at the same time, and it shoots from outside the Zeppelin, the airship, and it just like pans backwards with his head in the center of the frame. And I was certain the camera was gonna pan back to behind a rifle, and
I
then
kind of
he
thought that
was
was going
gonna
to
get
happen too.
scoped right there.
Yeah, I didn't actually expect her to go into the ship.
No, I
I
did
just
not
thought,
see
I just thought she was going to get
that
like a really lucky surprise shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was actually very impressive that she was able to do that. Like, good job for that. Definitely elite soldier material, but at what cost?
Yeah,
At what
I
cost?
was when I was watching, I was like, she's like running towards the ship, and then I see the guy kind of hanging from the ship, and then like I'm like watching with my fiance, and she's just like, well, like she's not gonna shoot like from that distance. I'm like, no, she's gonna get it. She's gonna shoot him. And that's what's gonna happen. It's like, no, but it's
That
so
guy
far
was
away.
toast. Yeah, that guy was toast.
Yeah. And then she shot him, and then I'm like, oh no, she's gonna, you know, his wire is still attached. He's gonna go into the ship. I'm like, oh well, that's gonna happen.
I was wondering why the guy was on the ground and the wire was still attached. Why was the corpse not being dragged along the ground?
Yeah, that's actually a very
Why
good
was
question.
there
I
no
was
pull? It
noticing
was
that.
just there.
Yeah, that makes
Kept
sense.
feeding the line, just yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they paused the airship. He was so fat that he acted as an anchor.
He
He
held them
stopped
up.
the entire ship.
Did you guys, so, Source Reader spoilers notwithstanding, did you guys find that like a shocking turn of events? Okay. Okay.
Well, a little bit. I was like, oh man, okay, the main cast is gonna die. Who's it gonna be? Not super, like, honestly, it's been so long since any of those three have been relevant at all.
True.
I was like, I mean, I liked Sasha. I was not crushed to see her go, She's not important.
Okay. That's something I want to bring up in a sec, but I'll get a we can do that after everyone's reactions. Yeah. Mm. So Moz, I guess you were spoiled.
Yes, I was spoiled on this several days in advance. Thank you, everybody.
I'm sorry.
I guess it wasn't a shocking episode, but it was actually kind of funny at the end of it. So they say that Sasha's last word was meat, and which is kind of a funny, haha, goofy meme. But at the same time, yeah, it actually gave me like this like I had this like Zach Galifianakis mathematical brain blast where I'm like, oh, it actually makes a lot of sense for Sasha to die because she's the one who kind of represents this primal desire for just mm-hmm. a happy, normal life where she's always, you know, within all these really dark times and all these miserable times, she's still, you know, she puts on a happy face because she can be so easily amused, I suppose. And so for, I guess, the happiest character to go down and, you know, that really weighs on Aaron.
And, you're saying yeah. It was the grim darkest option.
But what's
yeah.
any
happens. Yeah. We gotta kill the happy ones first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The happiest one has to die. As as we know. I know too yeah. well.
No, it means we're in true sad boy times now yeah. due to this. Onimaru, what did you think? Because I think you were not spoiled. I want to believe that you were not spoiled.
Yeah, I wasn't, and I haven't. I've been really trying to keep myself pure, haven't read the manga, so
untainted.
I want to experience it as much as I can. And by the way, I just saw my Discord. Someone added me saying because I posted the link to this. He's like, "Oh, Team Gabby, you have chosen the death option."
Whoops!
You have chosen death.
Yeah, so it was actually really weird because like I agree with I think it was. Actually, I don't remember who was saying this. Actually, I should have been paying more attention. But that I wasn't personally attached to Sasha that much. I was like, yeah, you know, yeah. She's like, I get it for the characters and what they're feeling. But me, I'm like, okay, well, you know,
yeah.
She had to go. I didn't expect it because it was weird. Because so my Crunchyroll was in the middle of like spazzing out, and it mm-hmm. I had to keep like pausing it and like loading it and then pausing it and then loading it, mm-hmm. and it stopped right on like Sasha on the ship. Where she noticed like, oh, you know, you hear that sound, and it just stopped right there. And while I was waiting for it to load, my fiance looks at me in the comments like, you know, Sasha kind of like Gabby kind of actually looks like Sasha. Like the character yeah. design is pretty yes. similar. She has like darker skin, yeah. but like the same kind of hair. And I'm like, well, she looks like Aaron, but girl version. Like, yeah, but she also kind of looks like Sasha in terms of the bangs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting, you know, thing. And then we press play and then Sasha dies. And I'm like, well, now she boarded the ship to replace her.
Worry not. I am new Sasha.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Did someone say meat? Let's go get some food.
I could be hungry.
I think I might have actually thought that as well and maybe just didn't. Like it was like it was a fleeting thought in an episode or two ago where Sasha kills all of those guards right around Gabby. And then there's like this shot of them looking at each other and they kind of like have this moment, I guess. And it's just like, huh. I don't know. Maybe that came to my mind, and I just didn't think about it too much. But yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if like it actually has any significance, but you know, it was just cool because I do essentially every time I see Gabby getting angry and like running after, it's like literally Aaron. Like mm-hmm. she's having the same reaction, and that's supposed to, you know.
That's definitely a capital point.
I want to commend you for having like a very normal thought process by being able to say like, oh yeah, that reminds me of Aaron and season one. Cause I assure you that a lot of people do not realize that they are really like,
oh, I'm like so many- seeing that the whole time. I'm like, this is really telling you the effects of like the cycle of violence just continuing. It's all of that. It's just,
yeah,
it's all revenge. People are avenging their revenge. And
yeah. I think also like, I think, this season has done a great job of kind of, I don't want to say handholding because that always has like a negative connotation, but being like very clear about the direct parallels between both countries and the people in them, their motives, like everything. They've done such a good job of being like, this is why the characters are doing A, B, and C. But apparently a lot of people didn't get it the first time with the manga, and now they're not getting it again with the anime. And you see a lot of people who are just like, no, Gabby's just a monster. She's just like killing people. And it's like, did we not watch the scene where she's like explaining why she's doing what she's doing? Like, I think some people are doing, like, the Bird Box, watching with their eyes closed for those scenes, and, like, I don't know. It's very weird. Very weird stuff. That's
the scene where Falco is, like, trying to say, well, actually, we kind of fucked up first.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I didn't see that, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
go.
That was so, like, when she said that was just so fucked up. I was like, you know, she's like, oh, you know, well, did we see it? I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Well, I
guess not, but
yeah. And I kind of
heard Reiner admit it, but yeah, Gabby didn't hear that, so
yeah. And it is like very telling. Like, it is kind of funny at first, like, I didn't see it, doesn't count. But I mean, it is the big difference between like what they saw and what they didn't, because, you know, we saw what like Falco saw, that conversation firsthand with Reiner, like admitting what they did. And then Gabby sees her friends getting like murdered in front of her eyes. Like, they both had two completely different experiences over the past 10, whatever, half an hour period of time. So they're going to be in completely different mindsets, you know, like.
Well, yeah. Well, also, it's been ingrained in Gabby to believe mm-hmm. that no matter what, these people are the devil. Like, they're lesser than us. These aren't the true Eldians. These are like the fake Eldians. You know, they're not. Like us, that we're putting in the, like, we're working in on the inside to prove to them that we're better, you know, like,
yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of internalized, like internalized racism, internalized, like, we're the devils. I have to overcome that. It's the whole, like, you know, I got to be the good one to kind of prove an example that, like, we don't deserve this discrimination. Like, I have to change their minds through my own actions. Like, that's been her driving force and driving, you know, determinator to, like, keep moving forward. You know, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just thinking, did anyone say moving forward this episode?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
They did.
They did come close to. They did come close to the flashback where Aaron said it.
Flashbacks don't count. That's too easy. Because then you can say it once and just reuse it forever.
I am really interested though in the dynamic that both Falco and Gabby are going back with them and kind of going to witness whatever they are going to witness, kind of being on their side. Cause my fiance brought up a good, I don't know, interesting observation where she was like, you know, I can kind of see them being both like different sides of Aaron. Like, Gabby took like that violent side of Aaron where he wanted revenge, and Falco could be like, you know, when he was, you know, when Aaron was younger, like a kind kid trying to be understanding and whatever, pre-revenge, and kind of, you know, use both of that to kind of, you know, because Falco might be the one that tries to pick to do like what's good and try to be understanding of you know, that both sides are kind of in the wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see Gabby sticking to her guns and just being like, die, just angry forever. I could see Falco being turned though. Like, he's like sympathetic a little bit to why they're doing what they're doing. And now that Zeke is on board.
Yeah, that's a
Zeke reveal. It's like, oh well, damn, everything changed. They are both super respectful of Zeke, and now he's like
on team. He was their idol, and now he's like with the other guys, and they revealed that like that was his plan. Like,
he's with the other guys, but in a position where everybody still kind of hates him and he doesn't really want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. I think
like, what kind of arrangement do they have?
That was insane. Like, it was weird. I didn't see it coming. Like, first, like, before all of this went down, before Aaron, you know, attacked or whatever, I thought Zeke was like a little sus, and I was like, oh, maybe he's in on it. Maybe he's like in on, you know, helping Paradis, you know, kind of with like what's going on. But then kind of completely forgot about all of that, and then they just see him there, and I'm like, crap. Like, I don't know, I was blown away
when they said that they were taking it to the one who's like arranging the whole thing. I had a feeling.
Yeah. Because,
like, we saw him get like murked by Levi, and then we didn't really see anything happen after that. And then this episode they say, oh, he died, and I'm like, well, no, they would have shown it just a little bit if he'd actually like died. They would have shown.
Yeah, as soon as they were like, oh, you know, Zeke died, I'm like,
he died. And he had that whole meeting like early on in the season with a bunch of other Eldian generals, and like, maybe not generals. He was talking something about like Eldian restoration society, whatever. He had this whole meeting thing. They were smoking cigars and.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. That was like, what are they up to? What is he planning that he didn't want them to
like,
hear
is that
him?
Like a clandestine thing, or is that like part of the official military and he's supposed to do it. I don't really know. But he's clearly got some resentment towards his station in life, being the being the good one of
I'll be the good Eldian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really so weird.
He's a little sick of that, I think.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I think my favorite part, well, not my favorite part. I don't want to pick one favorite, but I think the most interesting part of today's episode, besides like all the different twists and turns and reveals and like, you know, over the top actions, is the very clear resentment between Aaron and the rest of the scouts, you know, like,
yeah,
like tied them back up again. They're like, it's very clear, like, this was not their idea. They didn't want to do this, but he really forced their hand. And,
yeah,
I think that's really interesting.
The level of planning that I was thinking they had is going down by the episode. There was no planning. It was it was Aaron sending them letters saying, hey, if you don't come help me, I'll just fucking die. I'm doing this and you're going to show up. Otherwise, I'm gone. And then they get the fountain titan.
Oh, God. Yeah. Guys, Aaron's being suicidal again. We gotta go.
Guys,
let's tie him up.
Everybody, gear up.
Go ahead. No, you.
I was just gonna say, I just liked how Hanj and Levi are just so sick of his shit.
Yeah, we keep saving your ass, and this is how you repay us.
Actually, that line was so, like, I don't know, it was simple, but it was like powerful, like where they were just like, you know, what was it? You put our trust in us, like we lost our trust in you, something like that.
Yeah. That's actually been really, I was going to get to that. That's been really like powerful because I've been in the process of rewatching season one and I just got to the episode where they're like fighting the female Titan. And there's the big scene with Levi's crew, rest in peace, where they're all like, you know, put your trust us, do not trust us. And it shows Aaron putting his trust in them that they can handle it. And then of course they all get massacred. So he's like, okay, I can't trust them. I need to fight on my own. So, you know, you get the both sides of it. But the whole idea of, like, Aaron trusting his comrades has been, like, a plot point from the beginning. So I think it is interesting how they kind of flip it around at this point, and now they're like, you trusted us, but we can't trust you anymore. So that, like, that relationship has just been completely severed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually do have a question. The blonde girl that was next to Zeke, did they confirm, is that just her identity, what Peek said, that it was just she was the devout Zeke follower, or is there more to who she is?
Is she like a new character? I don't think we've seen
that. Supposed they treated it like a big reveal. I don't think it is.
I was like, oh, I think it's Annie, and then like, wait, no, that's not Annie. Like,
yeah, we thought it could be Annie or Armin, and it was neither.
I'm in disguise.
That was probably the most surprising thing.
Guess what? Three blonde characters.
So, like, I think that what they revealed this episode, not spoilers, they revealed that, Peek saw her go to Paradise, like, 3 years ago, and she's a follower of Zeke, and I think that's all we know. She's also huge enough to pass as a dude with a beard, so...
I guess that kind of is setting some stuff up, because, like, 3 years ago, that's in the middle of the time skip. There's, like, this lost scout expedition.
Mm-hmm.
So some people went there, apparently got converted, never came back. Maybe that's how they got all the tech for the special suits and their ship. A lot of stuff could have happened. Interesting.
So that was not Armin.
You know, it is kind of funny how you've got like Zeke, who's just been kind of double crossing everybody for like 4 years, maybe even longer than that, and then you've just got this one woman with a beard, with a fake beard, just a really shitty fake beard. They even comment that it's just a shitty fake
beard.
Looks
like that.
Yes,
it's way too dark.
It's just this tape, like it's just so silly amongst everything else that's so complex and like
big. That was weird. That was super weird.
The worst fake beard I've ever seen.
It's not even like it doesn't match her hair.
Looked like a used like lint roller.
Yeah, really. It was gross. It was honestly nasty. But she pulled it off.
Yeah, that was just a weird commentary, like by Peek. Like, oh, you know, that beard never even fit her. And I was like, well, okay, so you were sus of her for so long and just, you know, you just kinda let that slide. I don't know. It was just
maybe they have no concept of fake beards. Maybe that's just new to them. They don't have the technology for
it's,
this.
It's that devil's technology. It's
from, I was about to say those goddamn tricksters
with their fake beards.
Only an Eldian would wear a fake beard.
True Eldians.
Oh God, I did enjoy the weird like. I don't know if it's weird, but like the dynamic between Zeke and Levi, it was just a
Levi.
Levi.
Yes. They just like
kill each other.
Yes.
It was just like Levi just like yeah. Like the last time you saw them near each other, like season 3, like Levi just fucked him the hell up.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I was joking. I'm like top one Attack on Titan dynamic. And I'm like half joking, but also not. That was like the coolest fucking shit of just being like, you know, way to like they like are working together, but they hate it. And I love the part where Zeke is like, I might piss myself. What are you going to do? And you know, he's not bluffing. Like he will definitely just piss himself right there.
Don't look like that. What are you going to do if I piss myself?
What are you going to do? Come at me. Yeah. So I love that. I think there were a lot of like, you know, despite the big moments, there were a lot of like small top tier interactions this episode, especially between like, you know, you got to see Zeke and Levi, you got, you know, the entire crew by themselves. I think Gene had a lot of really great moments, like really, you know, not overtly great moments, but, you know, very in line with Gene's character, you know, when he was like, you know, when Sasha got shot and then they're like, oh, let's throw him overboard. And he's like, is that going to stop all this fighting? You know, he's just so overwhelmed with like the war situation. And that works so well, given he's kind of like the everyday guy of the crew. He's supposed to be like the average person in humanity, just trying to like survive and move forward, who doesn't really have any grand plans. So I think that worked out really well. And I think like someone left a great comment in our chat on us cry. I'm saying their name wrong. I want to give them credit, but you know, I don't know what their name says. And they said, it wasn't exactly Sasha's death that affected me personally, but everyone else's reaction. I think that's
true.
Yeah, and I think that's like highlights it a lot. Like, you know, I think I'm with everyone. I don't know many people who had her as their favorite character. In fact, I feel like people come out of the woodwork to like her after, you know, not giving a shit for four seasons.
She's the meme character. She's the one that people like because she's funny.
Yeah, the potatoes. Like,
the happy.
So
she eats things. That's funny.
Like people really liked her back in season 1 when, you know, she was prominent, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What really hurt was seeing like Connie and
that was sad. Especially right after
they've Armin got like Mikasa just bawling, you know. Well, Connie too. All of them.
Yeah, all of them. All of them just sobbing. And that was just, I think that hits hard too, because I'm definitely one of those people where sometimes it's not like the sad thing doesn't get me, it's seeing everyone react to the sad thing.
Yeah.
You know, that always gets me. So I think they did that really well. And you got to give them props. They managed to make her last line not absolutely ridiculous and stupid, like I originally thought. You know, when your last word you say are meat, that's kind of like meme as fuck. So I'm kind of like, you know, I'm glad that they managed to make that really compelling and not cringe. So, you know, props for that.
I don't know. My fiance busted out laughing when she heard
that. I don't blame her. I do not blame her.
And then, but then like right after when they did the flashback and whatever, like I think that helped, you know, it's like.
Yeah. When I think the flashback really helped. And I think that's good to show that like Aaron was not okay with that. You know,
like, he's been confused at first with his like I was trying to like, I was like looking at his reaction, seeing like, okay, he's not. Like he's smiling. Oh no, it's grief. No, he's laughing. Okay, that's weird. Nope, he's okay. No, he's grieving. Okay.
I'm angry. Yeah.
I saw a comment on Reddit that said that this is exactly how he reacted to Hans dying.
Well, he didn't start screaming, so kind of a bit different. But you know,
I'd have to go back and check. But I mean, I don't know if someone said that. I believe.
Okay, I keep seeing it because it's kind of been memed a lot recently. Is like he just freaks out and he starts yelling, nothing's changed. And I think that's really funny because I keep using that reaction face to a lot of things where I just start yelling, nothing's changed. So I think it's a bit different, but like it's like kind of similar in a way. Yeah, but
this is like super minor, but at the beginning of the episode when Aaron was just getting out of his Titan, it just felt like now they're just ejecting from the Titans like Gundams, like just getting out of the cockpit.
Yeah,
like,
all right, let's go. They're treating him a lot more like mech suits now.
Yeah, they're going
ejecting left and right.
Yeah,
and being like, oh, I don't have any power to finish Reiner. Yeah. Literally right there, fucking dying. I could just step on his neck. I could just step on him. But no.
Yeah, no. Mikasa, let's roll.
Let's blow the scene. Let's go. Grab everybody in the stuff. Let's go.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a wild episode. I feel like there's like a lot, and then at the same time, not that much. Like, there's just a lot.
It's very straightforward.
It was. Feel bad that Moz got spoiled, because I feel like people did an okay. I'm not going to say okay. They did a less bad than usual job of not spoiling it, but it's sad that, you know, I think it was trending like a couple days ahead of time, and it's like, what are you guys doing? Can you not do this?
I just saw a lot of comments like, ooh, this is going to be a spicy one, and then a lot of pictures of Gabby. So I got like half spoiled. I knew something with Gabby was going to die. I assumed Gabby was going to die in some brutal way that was going to make us question the paradise people.
Yeah. But apparently the opposite. But no.
I mean, I think this is a more interesting turn of events. Like, I thought Gabby and Falco were just going to die. And I was like, oh, no, they're still relevant. Okay. All right. Let's see where this goes. But they did get the shit beaten out of them first.
Yeah. Well.
As they kind of should. I mean, I'm
not Falco. That's
no, he's a good boy. I like
him. He's just a good boy. He's along there.
He did nothing wrong. He was just trying to help.
Falco literally did nothing wrong.
He was trying to help some like crippled veteran, and then it's like, wait a minute, no.
That's the resistance leader.
Oh no, he's the big devil. Wait a minute.
That's a Pepe moment.
Yeah. I mean, I think I also want to say, like, despite understanding where Gabby's coming from, I totally understand why people dislike her. I think that's a very natural reaction given the course of the series, the context of events. But if people don't understand why she did what she did, that's when I'm like, are you paying attention? You know, like, if you were not paying attention to the series being like, maybe we're the same for like every episode leading up to now,
Of course,
it's pretty clear.
She's still the enemy. Like, Marley are not our friends as the viewers.
They're not our bros.
Way more time with the Paradise people.
Yeah.
And here's the difference also. Like, Aaron, back then, season one, would have done the exact same thing in that moment. The difference, though, back then, was that we didn't know they were humans. They were titans. They were monsters. So it was okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's like, we can clearly see that they're humans. So it's like, oh, well, Gabby, you know, what are you doing? But it's the same dynamic.
Yeah, and they did such a good...
I mean, I don't know that Aaron would have been ready to, like, kill people.
Well, he did kill people. He killed the people who killed Mikasa, who kidnapped Mikasa, remember? He was, like, 9 and shit, and he was taking down people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot about it, too. But no. It's easy to forget because so much has gone down. But, like, we're forgetting, like, he was taking down people who posed a threat to himself and, you know, his friends. That's true. Like, day one, he was ready to go after people. So, I mean... it's all relative, and you can see the way they framed it. You know, she's literally just chilling there trying to escape, and she sees the two guards taken down in front of her, and she saw who did it. Like, naturally, if she saw that, you'd freak out and you'd be like, I gotta do, like, gotta take action.
That's why I thought, like, it was so great that Falco had that flashback right before they boarded the ship of Aaron telling Reiner, like, why did a Titan have to eat my mom? Like,
yeah.
Recognizing that, like, you know, he's also, you know, been wronged.
Yeah, it's like they're the enemy, but they have a reason, like we have a reason now to do the same back, because it just keeps perpetuating forever. If only someone had a video game about that. Last of Us 2.
Oh.
Very well received story about the same thing.
Except that game does it really badly. This one does it well.
Yeah. Except this is good.
Yeah. Yeah, like my last night.
Gabby, Abby, it's the same.
They're the same.
Trained soldiers.
What were you saying, Oni?
No, I was flashing back. I was hanging out with some friends last night, and they were talking about the video game Hades, and they were like, oh, I've heard that's so good. And then a friend was like, yeah, it was supposed to win Game of the Year, but Last of Us 2 won. Like, how did that win? I don't know. That was just a conversation last night.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Wait, I love Hades. I love this.
I know,
good
but
friend.
I don't want to detour.
Yeah, good point. I'll stay on topic. Yeah fuck Gabby. Wait.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Gabby. Yeah.
Wait, we're Gabby gang. I forgot.
Yeah, we can't do that. Not yet.
No. Fuck Abby from The Last of Us 2.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh my god. Wait, everyone just got distracted. They meant to say Abby instead of Gabby.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, I'm just kind of... The one thought I had after this episode, if now like anime onlys will just go around spoiling other anime onlys that haven't watched the episode yet, and they'll just be shouting, "Gabby killed Sasha," kind of like that guy that shouted like Snape killed Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this was wild. It's really funny because we know that Sinris will not watch the episode until tomorrow because they always watch it with their friends. So mm-hmm. I'm very excited for the specific character that they said would not die to die. Having friends. Yeah, can you imagine having friends?
Yes. Yeah.
Can't reaction. No way. Having Sasha friends died. Can't relate.
Oh.
Whoops.
So funny. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
There was one thing I wanted to point out. The soundtrack for this episode. The music they played when Sasha died was like almost not sad in a way. Like, I don't remember the melody of it, but like it started off in this kind of pretty way that was not even really heroic, but again, it wasn't really sad. You'd think you'd get this like overwhelmingly depressing, very heartfelt, like or something like that. But that didn't happen. Instead, they just played this very nice song that was good.
Yeah. I think that was actually a track from season one. I'm not sure. I'm not saying that because I remember it in season one. I saw someone mention it on Twitter that like, oh yeah, they used like a season one OST for it. And I feel like it kind of reminded me of almost those like tracks that are like the tension is rising kind of tracks. Like we revealed a greater mystery thing. And that's kind of what I felt like. It wasn't almost like it was almost their way of saying that the stakes are higher now instead of being like, oh, it's sad that she died. Naturally, yeah. They go hand in hand. But it was almost like to Aaron, like, you know, your bullshit led to consequences, yeah, and we fucking hate you.
I think it's also, I think it's also to highlight the contrast of like, you know, both sides are just doing what is right, and there's no objective good or bad thing here, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're all just living their truths.
You trying to tell me that war is bad, Maz?
Oh man, I don't want to get too political. I don't want to. You know, upset people. But I do somewhat believe that. Yes.
Oh, that's kind of don't want to pick a side. Yeah. But both sides bad.
Yeah, both sides present a really good argument, frankly.
But, well, both sides are saying kill the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, I see your point, but counterpoint, how about you die?
Consider this.
Consider this. No. How about you?
Consider this. Did we see it happen? No. So I'm we're in the clear.
Then kill. Yes.
I'm going to start saying that from now on. Every time something happens that like most definitely happened, be like, well, I didn't see it.
We need to get Tay in here. We need a lawyer to present the evidence here. We need a lawyer to present all the facts in the court of order, court of law, whatever.
The victim was murdered with a blunt force trauma to the back of their head. Did we see it? No. Like, case dismissed.
Easy. His whole family died. He's justified. Did we see it, though?
Did we see it? No,
you're
it?
Right. We didn't well, see it. Well, no.
How could we? Well, there you go. Court adjourned.
Yeah. What?
It's just every Phoenix Wright case.
Oh my god. I was just thinking of so many memes with that.
Here's a question. Do you think, I don't know, like, do you think Gabby is, now that she's gonna go back with him, like, do you think she's gonna change, or she's just gonna, or change her perspective, or she's just gonna want to kill them the whole time?
Yeah, that's,
I mean, if she's supposed to be a reflection of Aaron being angry, then no. She's just gonna try and kill them at every turn.
I do wonder what's gonna happen, because, you know, the way Gabby was talking to Falco before Falco joined with her, she was like, "Yeah, I'm going to go up there, and I'm definitely going to die. So just remember that I fought to the bitter end." So, I wonder what she will be doing going forward.
I mean, she was she went up there ready to die.
And I feel like that's also commendable in a way, because she wasn't, you know, she wasn't just going up there with the intention of, like, single-handedly taking them down. She's like, I'm going on a suicide mission, but I need to get revenge. And I feel like...
It's about sending a message.
Yeah. I'm going to take as many as I can and then die.
Going down with me.
Yeah, she was like, you guys will carry on my will. I'm like, shit, she's, like, ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She moved forward without her.
Do you think... Or do you think Zeke will be like, nah, you guys can toss him. Just yeet him out of the airship.
Just like miscalculations.
Just do it. Why wouldn't you? They're enemies.
Do you think...
You gotta take him back to prison? Why? Yeah.
Wait, who's going back to prison?
But are they just going to take Gabby and Falco back to the island and throw them in prison? Why?
That would be a good question, but I mean, yep. they do have a history of doing that. They do are like, oh, you did some weird shit back in jail. Oh, thank you. We got the most important background. Just keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. That's what everyone is going to keep doing.
Hey, what do you
need
mean
them to say that like 5 times next episode.
What do you mean they did weird shit back in jail?
I just have to say, there's the hashtag.
No comment.
There's. I gotta say. One of the hashtags I saw for today's episode referring to Sasha was like, fans react to one of their favorite characters being killed. And I still, no one gave a shit until right now. I gotta say, no one gave a shit. Like, this is not like no one cared that much until right now. So when people were like, oh my God, my favorite character was killed. I'm like, no, they weren't. No, like,
oh no.
Oh no. Yeah. Like, it's not the same. We're not built the same.
No. I was thinking, I mean, how long has it been since Sasha was relevant at all?
I think it might actually be, like, season 2.
Never. The answer is never.
Well, she did have that backstory where she was, like, hunting and shit.
Yeah, she had a hunting backstory. She stole some meat. She ate a potato.
She just kind of
cute with Connie. And that's it.
I remember when season 1 was airing, because when I was watching it, like, everyone was obsessed with Sasha back then. Like,
because she was funny. She was the only one who had any kind of levity.
Yeah. But, like she was kind of people's, like, well, no, people were crazy about Mikasa, too. But they were, was, like, the waifus were Mikasa and Sasha. That's, like, all the fan art I saw.
And probably Annie, right? Okay.
Annie.
Guys, I need your opinions on this. Weigh in. Do you think that someone, a Twitter user with the nickname Gabby Deserves Death and the at saying Death Gabby, do you think them saying... Revenge bad, everyone bad guy, who cares, LMAO, it's an anime and she killed a main character. Do you think they have rights?
Shar, are you asking out of experience or something?
I'm just wondering. I mean, it's very specific, but do you guys think, you guys think they're biased? Do you think they're biased?
it's possible.
I don't know. I don't want to get political, but I think an user, I think Gabby deserves death might be a little bit biased in this situation.
What makes you say?
I don't know. It's just a hunch. Just like a gut feeling.
Vibe. What's the picture? What's their PFP?
It's of Sasha. Yeah.
Oh. And they're fine. They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little biased. It's just a little bit, you know. They can simmer it down a little bit.
Teeny tiny bit.
I
did think it was funny that this episode and the one before it, probably others, the first word uttered in both episodes were Mikasa landing next to Eren and going, Eren!
Eren!
In that very Mikasa way that only she can do. It's the first thing in both episodes.
Yeah.
We missed it.
There's also a cool, there's a cool parallel that someone pointed out that it was like, between back in like season 3 with like Eren climbing out of that weird like crystal cave thing, I don't know what to call it, you know, where they had him chained up, and that's when it's like beginning of season 3 or end of season 3, the first part, and it was like Armin lifting him up and like their face, and they were like happy and friends and stuff, and now they have Armin lifting him up and they all look dead inside, and they're like
just like fuck this.
Yeah,
like the whole time Mikasa has looked so disappointed in Eren, like the choices he's making. And actually I saw a cool, speaking of like meme kind of parallels, I saw recently of, like Eren's attack Titan form in season one compared to season three, where he, you know, he had like, you could see his pupils and his eyes and his normal attack Titan form in season one. And now in season three, he looks like a monster. And then like completely ferocious and unhinged. And then under it was Reiner's Titan form, you know, looking more monstrous in season one. And now with last episode at the end, he looked more human.
Yeah. I think that is interesting.
That was like a half, I think the explanation for that was that it was like a, he was tired. So it's like a half done. It's like a half hearted transformation. So the more your heart is in it, the better you transform.
Do you think
when
that...
you said Sagio? Sorry.
No, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
The no, more that was Kokoro it.
Was in it.
The... No, please go ahead. I was saying a dumb comment.
No, I was just going to say, like, do you think, like, Aaron, like, as Levi pointed out, like, he's just kind of lost all his humanity? Like, he's far gone. That's it.
I would agree up until we saw how he reacted to Sasha's death.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's a good point, still... I think.
Yeah. But I do think he's like very, very different from how we saw him even at the end of season three. I think that a lot has happened that hopefully we will see in the upcoming episodes. But I think that, you know, he used to be such a passionate, rage-driven person who was like, you know, the suicidal maniac of the crew. And now we can see that, you know, he's doing a lot more thinking and, you know, he's doing a lot more thinking of... more coping. He's snorting the copium. He's just like, you know, he's just coming from a completely different perspective in terms of his motives and his actions. And, you know, I don't think we know what his motives are right now, but we can tell that, you know, he said, you know, when Levi was like, essentially like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we followed your plans and look at all this bullshit. He's like, could you not understand what was going on from the letter I sent? So I think he feels justified in his actions and definitely feels that, you know, they were going to send us to war. So we got to strike first, you know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he's kind of right.
I don't know if, like, I don't think he's lost his humanity because I think he's, I think he's conscious of what he is doing or has done. You know, I think he... feels bad about it, I guess. He just does it because he just feels it's necessary.
Yeah.
He's not gone completely feral.
Yeah.
He's still doing it for a cause, but he is like death wish level ready to die. Like he was going to do it whether his people showed up or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't a good look.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of... though. And I'm definitely not saying that, like, you know, he's justified in what he's doing. I'm not saying Aaron did nothing wrong, you know, definitely not on that point. But I think it's sad that, like, you know, we're watching his conversation with Reiner. And then you do hear them be like, yeah, we're declaring war on him and the entire island. And you're like, well, unfortunately, they are going to attack.
Aaron was right.
Yeah. Like, he has a good point, which is, like, sad to say. Like, you don't want to think that. I mean, I guess you might want to think that, but you're kind of like, I don't know. You understand where he's coming from, too. And a lot of people don't want to, but it makes sense.
So it's more like Aaron is justified.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I think I'd say he's understandable because I feel like justified almost kind of like absolves him of any responsibility or wrongdoing. But yeah. I do think it's understandable where he's coming from. And that's a big word I use with Gabby, too, is like, you don't have to like her. You don't have to think, you don't have to love her. You don't even have to, you know, support every bit of her writing. But if you don't understand the groundwork in which they're laying for her character and the parallels, then I'm kind of like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anas Put makes a good point as well. Says it's probably emotionally draining having the memories of several people in his head. And like, we've completely glossed over the fact that Aaron ate the Warhammer last episode.
Oh shit! I forgot about that.
Yeah. So did he? See, so he has the Warhammer's powers now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So he can kind of manifest the weapons. Like his look doesn't change as a Titan, but he has the ability, right? That's how it works.
I suppose.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
But does that also give him their memories?
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
They just haven't addressed that yet.
Wow.
What was the whole thing? I remember all the manga readers being like paths at some point, talking about paths. Are they going to delve into that more? Like something about sending messages back in time to himself as a kid or what? I don't know what the fuck it was.
Sounds like Evangelion. Minus the time travel stuff. Yeah, so I don't know, but we know that he has, like, a lot of, you know, he has a lot going on in his head. I was going to try and make a, you know, they stay in his head rent-free joke, but I don't know if that's appropriate.
I don't know. It was understandable to me, like, when I at the end of season three, when he just, you know, he touched Historia and then he got all of his, like, father's memories in his head. He saw all of the cruelty, everything that happened. And then, like, you saw kind of a glimpse of that at the end when he was just like, you know, we could just be, like, free if we just kill all of them. And that's because he didn't, after seeing everything, he didn't see a way out. Like he saw how they were and he knew they weren't going to change. They were always going to see them this way. And they were always going to be, you know, in this cycle. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's strange in Avengers Infinity War.
There's only one path.
There's one that works.
Yeah.
Genocide.
Kill them all. the tried and true path. Murder. War crimes.
All you need is kill.
Yes.
Yes. Let's fucking go.
So what do you guys think is next?
I have no idea. It did kind of feel like a conclusion to, like, part one of this whole final arc season, whichever. Is this, like, was this, like, a conclusion to of an arc and then there's going to be another arc later?
It does feel like that.
This is the Marley arc, and then I think the next arc is called War for Paradise. Okay. I don't think that's a spoiler.
Oh.
Yeah,
they're going back, obviously. And then I'm guessing there's gonna be some kind of counter assault.
They're talking about how there's gonna be this world war against, like, everybody, I guess.
Yeah, like Marley did declare world war against Paradise.
Yeah.
So the question is, did that could anyone hear him over the screaming titan behind him?
I think it's like the outside world, right?
Yeah.
That's beyond the walls.
Yeah, whatever. Like, the outside world has weapons that are going to be better than the titans or something.
Yeah, everybody has been gearing up to deal with titans because Marley has always had titans.
Mm-hmm.
And so to not be under the thumb of Marley forever, you got to have something that can kill a titan. And you saw that with all those train-mounted cannons that could, like...
Yeah, the anti-Titan armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the weapon has... So people... The world has stuff like that. And now everybody's coming for Paradise, I guess.
Yeah. Because that was the big plot point, is that, like, the reason that they keep going after Paradise to get the founding Titan is because they're, like... what were they saying? They were, like, we need... Our Titan warfare isn't working. We need the, like, ultimate Titan, so we need to... We need to take them down because we don't have enough time to catch up to their technology. So it's all about war, too.
Been relying on Titans for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm hoping we get filled in on a lot of the in-between time skip stuff. The missing patrol. What people have been up to. Why Eren is completely dead inside.
Yeah.
Why everybody's completely dead inside. The shit they've seen.
Yeah, it looks like Eren ran away from home a long time ago, and he's just been MIA. And they were like, "Well, I was sending letters."
How long has it been in Marley? Is the question.
Yeah. Wait, Eren actually pulled the "I wrote you, but you still ain't calling" with Levi. Oh my god. Wait, I love that. Oh my god, it's just all Eminem. It's been Eminem from the start.
It's 8 miles tall.
God. And I guess from the one thing I'm actually more curious about is how Zeke just kind of, I don't know, got back in touch with Eren, was like, hey, you know what? Let's bet bygones be bygones. I got this crazy plan. Let's do this thing together. Like, I want to know how that happened.
I mean, it wouldn't be too crazy to imagine that Eren has been, like, hobbling around disguised for however long. And at some point, Zeke just sees him and is like, "What, dude, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here, man."
Yeah.
Or maybe Seek reached out to Paradise and arranged for the whole thing. You know, I have no idea.
Pretty savage.
I'm just kind of curious.
Billion things to reveal still.
Yeah. Like, I'm curious about just Zeke's kind of like agenda. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I thought he was very like anti, like, you know, the Paradis Eldians, and kind of he was against his father. He sold him out. Like, so it's kind of like, but he always seemed like he weirdly wanted to like rekindle his relationship with Aaron. So I was like, oh, I guess he's okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's just like sick of being like held down or whatever.
Yeah. I think that'll be interesting to see. Cause I do think the whole intrigue that's really interesting moving forward is like how everyone seems to be on a completely different page. Like, we don't even know the pages at this point, but like everyone seems to have their own agenda.
Different page? They're all in different books.
We're all in different books. We can't see eye to eye unless we're on the same book.
We can't even see yours from here.
Who was supposed to inherit the Beast Titan again?
That guy, what's his name? What is it? What's that guy's name? It's Falco's brother. I forget his name.
Okay, yeah, him.
Probably so generic Western name. Let me see. Mike or Matt or something.
His name is Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. Oh, Colt? Colt, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So Zeke just took the Beast Titan with him. So I'm like, hey, you're not inheriting it. Bye.
You're inheriting shit. Peace. Like,
he's got to be like, his expiration date is going to be soon though, right? How long has it been
the Beast Titan?
It's like within a year.
Like, it's like expiration date.
Like you get the Titan thing and then you're like, oh, countdown 13 years, however long it was.
14? I'm pretty sure about all of them are like within, like, or at least like Zeke, Rainer and Aaron are like within a year of
Really?
I think Rainer has a bit more time because I think Zeke has like a year or less, and everyone else at least has like 2 years.
That would
I
make
forget.
Sense if Zeke is
I guess than Aaron has been technically a Titan forever.
He had like a good 5 years and he didn't even know it. Yeah. That kind of sucks. He's like, thanks, Dad.
Oh, does that count?
I think it counts. Yeah, so he just like half of that time.
Yeah, that sucks. Do you think anyone's gonna inherit like a Titan like within the final season?
They're gonna. Sorry to pivot from that question. Sorry to like swerve away from that, but like Aaron.
No worries.
Aaron inherited the Warhammer Titan. So what does that mean? Does that like restart the timer?
Does it start
or what?
Over? If you keep eating Titans, do it just start over?
I don't think you get the bonus. I don't think you don't get the bonus years. I think you still kind of expire if you have one.
Maybe there's like a half-life. You get half of it for every
But then when you pass it on, do you just pass on like 5 Titans? Like, hey, here you go.
Yeah.
You got 5.
That's a good question.
Maybe we'll find out. I guess we don't have an answer for this yet.
I mean,
yeah,
a bit of all question. The answers were supposed to be in the basement, but they, I guess they weren't.
They didn't, you know. Picture,
what if someone,
picture unclear. Dead.
What if someone has a Titan and then, like, 10 people eat that person? Oh, that's 10 Titan.
Well, you have to have a certain... You have to have a certain, like, affinity for it, right? Like, you can't just automatically pass on a Titan, right?
You have to have the Titan gene.
Actually, that's something I was wondering last episode because I was confused about the Ymir, when she got the Jaw Titan.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have the actual... the Jaw part, right? Because she did have the Jaw Titan, right? She ate him, the previous mm-hmm. one.
Yeah, her Titan was a lot different and smaller.
I think she was like untrained too. I think that's kind of a big thing, is like she was so untrained and unexperienced and had like no idea what was going on. Whereas these guys are all like, you know, they got all the deets from their predecessors of like what to do.
But she also didn't get like the Jaw like armor part. So I'm mm-hmm. wondering if that's like a lack of affinity.
Probably is. Like how... No, wait. That was a different thing. I was thinking about how Aaron could like suddenly make brass knuckles out of hardening, but that was a serum he drank.
Yeah.
It's just like an upgrade.
Because even Aaron like looked at the Jaw Titan last episode, which was an incredible scene when he thought of what to do with that. It was just savage. But like he would like notice in his head like, oh, okay. This is a lot different from Ymir's Titan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's the previous one technically. It's like, oh. So maybe it was like a... She didn't inherit that because of an affinity thing.
Yeah. I don't know, because I wonder, because she was like so much different and weaker, but.
Yeah, I'm not a Titanology expert, so I don't really, I don't know.
Yeah.
But back to the original question about whether or not a new Titan will be inherited this season. I think it's possible. I think I can see however Gabby and Falco can get out of their current situation, I can see them getting Titans, because they've been kind of leading us to believe that they will this whole time.
Yeah. I could see the Titans being passed on because everybody's so late in the Titan cycle, whatever. I could also see them figuring out a way to just destroy Titans forever. Just like, no one gets it. Dismantle the warheads.
Dismantle them all. That would be interesting. Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of stuff going down. And I think
Titans are the reason for all of this. It's a real pain in the ass having to deal with them. If you could just like turn them all off.
You
like,
turn them off and turn them on
drink
again?
Something that makes the Titan gene not pass on when you die.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. But I think it's interesting. I think they did a great job.
You already know it.
but I'm trying to act blasé. This is the same. Remember when you guys were like, thought I was spoiling you by saying Zeke was interesting? No, this is all my facade. I'm the Zeke of this podcast. I'm bamboozling all of you. You guys don't know anything. Oh,
interesting.
I will spoil nothing.
Zeke is interesting.
Yeah.
He is an interesting character, yeah.
I almost pulled a top 10 anime betrayals. I was going to sound clip that and just kind of play it. Because everyone I was listening to that, you were just like, Zeke is interesting. I'm like, what does that mean?
What does it mean? If I just say like, well, I can't even say that. That's a spoiler. I can't even meme about it. But no, that would be funny. I think there's a lot of interesting stuff coming up. So I'm excited for everyone. That's all I'm going to say. But I find it very funny that the one character that was predicted to not die on this podcast did in fact die.
It is very funny that Sasha died. Yes, I agree.
It is so funny.
Pretty okay. Hilarious.
Neat. Actually, I do have a question for you, if you can say this without spoiling. In the episode after this, is it like kind of like, it seems like an aftermath episode, like is it gonna slow down a bit, or is it just not gonna slow down?
I'm just gonna say that I think a lot of questions that people have had up until now will be answered in the upcoming episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds fair.
And that's just, I think that's what's gonna happen. I'm not exactly 100% sure what happens specifically next episode, because I have a bad memory and I read this part a while.
Anime only Hot Springs episode.
No.
They're going back to Paradise Island. They're going to the beach. It's a beach episode.
It's a beach episode. Yeah.
Finally.
It's been a while since our last beach episode.
That one was so short.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was so cheerful. What are we going to get this time?
Maybe Connie will die next time. Who knows?
One could only hope, right? I bet people would not have given half as much of a fuck if Connie died.
No, not at all.
Do you think we'd get people being like, he was my favorite?
No.
Because I do want to have Sasha more than Connie.
Connie was my favorite.
Connie looks so mature now. Like, you know, he's so grown up.
Someone compared him to Tanaka, and I almost had to freak the fuck out. like, how dare you? You know, like from IQ.
I haven't seen IQ, so I don't.
Yes. Baldy.
The bald guy. He looks like the bald Tanaka. Guy.
Okay.
The bald guy in IQ. Someone said, someone compared the two. I was like, how dare you?
Tanaka, best boy. Sorry.
Yeah. Tanaka, no, we boy. Love him.
What are you saying? You don't love Connie?
Not as much.
I am saying that. I'm going to say it.
Wow. What?
Okay. So I just like Loki. I don't even hate him. I just have so much fun shitting on him. Like, there's just no reason, but it's just so funny.
And his name is Connie.
Exactly. Like, it just writes himself.
It's like you're making him out to like be the Krillin of this show. Like, it's just Connie.
He kind of is the Krillin. That's why he's overdue for a death or two.
Yeah.
Oh God. I wonder if like Aaron and his story are like dating. That's what I'm wondering.
That'd be interesting.
Because they kind of had this thing at the end of season three.
Josh said that in the spoiler way where it's like confirmed.
No, I was thinking of all of the edits I was thinking of the edits from Dojins where they have like.
We caught her. Listen to her floundering. We caught her.
No, I'm trying not to reveal my meme thoughts. Just like head empty, full of memes. Right. You know where they have like.
A likely story.
You guys got me again. I'm just Zeke right now.
Basically, when she says interesting, it means confirmed.
Yeah. Interesting.
No, what? Almost she said interesting, and that's like fine. But when she says interesting, that'd be interesting. It's like a higher pitched version. That means we got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh my god. Yeah, this is, we'll see. We'll have to see. I don't know. I never considered myself a Gabby gang until today, but I guess we are. I guess I'm gonna be Gabby gang until the end.
We're all hashtag Gabby gang.
Ride with.
I mean, with everyone Gabby. Needs an advocate, so.
Yeah, she's. Yeah, I've never seen. Well, I think I have seen it, but I got to miss it the first time around. Got to miss the first round of Gabby hate, but now I'm here for the second round, unfortunately, and I wish I wasn't because it's mostly kind of dumb. Still, rest in peace, Sasha. You will be missed.
I get people being mad at her. Yeah. You know, like, I understand it, you know, but I don't know. Like, it's not to the point where it's like, I don't know. We talked about it.
Yeah. We've discussed it. I'm glad we're on the same page. I'm glad we all been new. Yeah, this is pretty wild. I think this might be my favorite episode of the season so far.
Really? Interesting.
Interesting, Shaw.
Interesting
that you would say that. Will it be your favorite episode going forward? No, I'm just kidding.
Interesting. No, I won't reveal anything. I'll just start laughing.
The show just goes downhill after this.
Yeah.
No, I would never. I have my own series to say that for, unfortunately. So yeah, I mean, do you guys like other episodes more thus far, or
I think like the one I felt the strongest about was just like the Reiner Aaron discussion in the basement. I think like not a lot happened, but still
that was crazy.
It was so tense. It was very good.
I think last week might have been my favorite episode actually.
That was pretty wild.
It was just like nonstop, like, oh my god.
I loved your tweets on that.
Thank you. You're just like, I put a lot of thought and analysis into them.
what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm legit between last week and this week. I don't know. This one had like, it was very straightforward, but it had a lot of twists and turns where I was just like, oh god, like what, you know, what's going on? But last week was just, the execution was just crazy.
Mm-hmm. And last week was actually really good.
But like every episode has been, every episode been really has been good, peak, yeah. Just like the character.
I was surprised she survived, but then again, I wasn't.
Yeah, she's not dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Guts blown out, but you know.
Yeah, she's not dead. She just got fucked up. That's the entire usual. Island.
You know, not like Zeke. Zeke is dead. He's
Zeke
dead.
Died.
That was so funny. I think they, did they like actually just like cut off his limbs and then bring him back up?
Probably.
I guess so. I mean, I would assume Levi just rapidly cut him out and took him.
He was like trying to kill him and it didn't work. And he's like, damn it.
Damn it.
Didn't Levi essentially like throw a smoke bomb or something?
He threw like a grenade, blew up the Neep.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I'm not exactly sure how much of it was a diversion or not, or if he was like just actually aiming and was like, well, I was supposed to miss and unfortunately I missed, but I was actually trying.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, that's his whole attitude.
He cut a little more than he, and then part of the plan.
Oh, oops, sorry, Zeke.
Yep. But I like that as a reveal too, that they were actually working together, and I know that a lot of people didn't expect that. I thought that was pretty cool. Like I bet most people didn't see like, oh yeah, they probably thought he was just actually trying to kill him as usual. So, love that. So. You know, I don't care. Top one dynamic. I'm half joking, but top one dynamic. Just seeing them both shit talk each other
It was nice to see Levi shit talking everybody this episode. You know,
one of the highlights of the series for me.
Yeah, like you said, it really takes him back. Really takes us back to a simpler time where he just beat the shit out of Aaron for fun.
I did just see that. That was like savage stuff. Yo. And then complains about how dirty they are. Love that.
Yo, he was like, "You have such a kickable face."
Douche, douche. Yeah, I love that. And then just, you know, I wasn't 100% on this one. I just wanted to bring it up because I was like, I kind of got it, but I was too like distracted by peak fiction. But what do you think he meant when he like saw his face and he was like, reminds me of like those assholes in the underground? Like, what do you guys think he meant by that?
Yeah, I wasn't sure either, actually.
Because I took it as either.
Was he talking about like Kenny and like those guys?
He said it's the face of pieces of garbage I'm sick of seeing in the underground city. And so like, of course, you know, with like his background, he grew up in that underground city and like super duper poor people, like nothing but thugs and shit. Do you think he's implying that Aaron now looks like a villain, like the kind of villains he would see down there? Is that what he was saying, or was he thinking of it in terms of like, or just a homeless guy? I'm tired of seeing the homeless.
You know what? Here's my take. I think like the people there, like from what we saw in the flashbacks with Levi kind of being raised there and fighting, and like and Kenny and all that stuff, that they kind of like were really brutal and didn't really have any humanity, pretty much. They kind of just were just used to like killing people and like, you know, being the top dog or doing what they needed to do in order to survive, no matter what it was.
Yeah, I could see that too. Yeah, I could definitely see that. And I think it's like just an interesting comment because how much of it is like shit talking, or how much of it is like, yeah, you've changed a lot and in very bad ways. Maybe it's both. But it was an interesting comparison to make. But then he started shit talking Zeke, so I was distracted. And I was like, what do you think he meant by that? Oh, wait, no. Yes. Drop the mic.
But his shit talking, though, to like Aaron was a little different, though, because, you know, he was clearly like disappointed or just upset at Aaron, whereas with Zeke he was just it was banter. It was like, I literally want to kill you, but you
know. It's a different I'm not mad I'm disappointed versus I'm mad I'm not disappointed, because I think with Aaron it was just like, yeah, what the fuck is this? And then with Zeke it's like, I literally want to rip you apart right now.
Just have them kiss. Just fuck. So much tension. It's like, come on.
I mean, yeah. To be fair, like Levi's like probably the only person that has like ever fucked Zeke up so bad in Titan form.
Been a legit challenge.
Yeah. He's like definitely traumatized by that.
Yeah, because he's always probably felt invincible as the fucking Beast Titan, and then just like one puny little human.
I imagine you feel pretty untouchable as any Titan, honestly.
Yeah.
Then until you're like the new Jaw Titan, and you see like 10 people in ODM gear zooming towards you, and you're like, wait, what?
No, it's so good.
Then they just cut down Zeke, but you didn't know it was all an act. Like, what the? No, it's not supposed to go like this. That's pretty. What?
Yeah.
Pretty hardcore.
Like what I loved about that scene, but now I could tell like it was probably very choreographed, very telegraphed. Because Peak told the Jaw Titan guy, like, stay back, you gotta protect, you know, the war chief. Cause as soon as he leaves, you know, Zeke gets taken down immediately from the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were using such coy timing, such words like, oh yeah, you're running out of time. Like that was obviously meant to indicate like, you know, these guys are coming, time's up. Like all of that stuff was very interesting because you could hear it in both ways, knowing without knowing the context and then knowing the context later on, which was very well done. The only thing I'm confused at, mostly because I don't remember, is last episode they said this was Armin's plan, but now they're saying it's Aaron's plan. Is it just kind of like Aaron told them the situation and then Armin made the plan?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. Okay. I think
because this was a very smart plan.
Aaron sent the letters like, I'm doing this this time, this day. And then Armin was like, fuck, got a plan around this. Everybody suit up. Who's available? Let's make any kind of plan that'll work with this.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Checks out. I think I'm pretty, I think I said a lot. I think I said a lot. Well, I said a lot of what I have to say. I don't have too much more.
I don't have anything.
Not me either.
Onimar, we didn't get to hear, like, we're not sure, like, how have you felt about the season up till now? You mentioned that it's, like, been really exciting, so do you think, you know, potentially your favorite part of Attack on Titan thus far, or how has the experience been for you overall?
Overall for just this season, right? Not, like,
you could say overall, and then maybe just the season, whatever. Yeah, to get a better insight, yeah.
So, basically... So I was watching Attack on Titan season 1 was when it was airing. And then when I got to like episode 5 of the first season, I just went to the manga and just like caught up. And then, but I fell off somewhere on the Historia arc. And then I did watch season 2. I enjoyed season 2. But then again, like ever since then, I hadn't watched it in years. And then I heard the final season was coming and I was like, okay, I should probably watch, you know, part 3. And like out of curiosity in like October last year, I went to watch part 3, and it was like a work night, I remember, and it was like 5 p.m. like, I'm gonna watch an episode to see how it is. And then next thing I know, it was like 5 a.m. that same night, and I just finished part 1 and part 2, and I was like, this was so good. I can't wait. I'm so glad that this is gonna be the final season, like I'm gonna get closure. And then just final season came, and it's like the first few episodes I was very like kind of confused,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, I was like, is this like a time skip? Are we in Marley? Like, what happened to Aaron? Whatever. And I was, you know, like from a entertainment perspective or like a viewer, like an average viewer, I was like, you know, okay, and also when you're watching something weekly, like I wanted to pick up from where Aaron left off at the end of season 3. So like, I wanted that payoff, but as I saw sort of the pieces coming together, like maybe around 2 or episode 3, like, and what they were like drawing the parallels and what they were trying to build here. And then I was like starting to get like the idea in my head, like, oh, I think that dude is Aaron. And I think they're going to pull like kind of what they did to them in season 1. I don't know. Since then, it's just been super like exciting. Like, I'm looking forward to it every week. It's been on point.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think we all had somewhat similar experiences. I know my sister in particular, she watched the first episode and then stopped like 3 minutes in because she's like, this is confusing. And I'm like, literally watch one more minute, you will understand. And then she like got it a bit more. But I do kind of like how it's so jarring just compared to what happened before. And it's just like, what are we doing? And then when you see what happens, like, you know, a few episodes in and you're able to kind of like put it all together, it comes together really nicely.
Yeah, like when I saw that guy with the long hair, I'm like, that has to be Aaron. And then like my fiance is like, no, that's not Aaron. I'm like, no, that's Aaron. Like, no, no, it's not. And then
I'm kind of glad you were.
Like, don't be ridiculous.
No, it's not. I was so glad.
And then what it is, I'm like, I called it. I fucking called it.
I'm glad that you also were like not 100% on it, because I think one of the criticisms was like, oh, they made it too obvious. But I'm glad that some people still were like, is that him? Is that not him? Because I think they did like a decent job of not making it super obvious. But then like, I don't know, you could like, tell eventually.
What was throwing it off was like, you know, he's missing a leg, you know, he's missing the body part, his I don't know, his hair is long. Why would he just kind of be here? But then it's like, oh, wait, but he could just grow it back when he goes into Titan form. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, so it's got to be him. And also the eyes and, like, I don't know. So
yeah,
it was a cool setup. And it definitely was, like, amazing in that basement scene with Reiner.
Yeah.
And just that tension and him just telling him the whole story. Like, 100%. And Falco just witnessing it. That alone was just awesome.
Does she have royal blood? I was looking at some screenshots here that says they have a titan of royal blood now.
Yeah.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's of royal blood. That's, I think that's been a thing.
But him and Aaron are related.
Well, he got it from his mother's side. Remember, because it was the, that was a blonde titan that ended up eating Aaron's mom, and then when Aaron punched that titan in season two, he was able to...
Yeah, he activated the thing.
He did the thing, so then he could draw all the titans to them, and then they could chomp chomp. So, the royal blood is the key.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think more information will be revealed that will make everything a bit more clear, but also make it still interesting and complicated in an engaging way.
It's like, I don't even know what questions I have to be answered. There's too many.
There's actually nice. One.
they're just going to start answering questions, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I've been wondering about that.
Here's one that I have that I don't know if this was like answered or if this is just going to be answered like next episode. Why did like Aaron have to hide the fact that when he touched like Historia, he could see like the memories? Because, or if they found out about Historia, it would be bad.
I think he didn't want them to hurt her or interrogate her over something he wasn't completely sure of, because it's still like the military and the government, and he didn't feel like he could 100% trust them. So he also didn't want to force them to like put Historia in a compromising position. You know, gotcha. He still was trying to protect her a bit. Yeah.
Interesting, Shaw.
Oh, no. You guys, I have such a limited vocabulary that I need to use interesting because I don't know what else to say. And now it's a curse word. Intriguing. You're going to be like, no, that one's ruined too. Like, damn it.
But it's good that at least this week people are mad about something that happened in the show that has to do with the plot rather than being mad at MAPPA for doing their jobs and animating the series in a really well in a really
Oh, did way. Anyone get grumbled or harassed?
I don't think we had much of the grumbling. Oh, to explain to Onimaru, we got, you know, people have mentioned the rumbling and we've heard of the fumbling, but each week before the episode drops, we get the grumbling from fans complaining about stupid bullshit.
Oh, wow.
So we're like, who was involved in the grumbling this week? Apparently no one, because it was just fuck Gabby season. So it doesn't look like it, but we are in fact moving forward in a positive direction.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's good. And that's a good way of putting it. The grumbling and then the rumbling. Before math.
Exactly. The grumbling is just such a like, that was a good, who came up with that? That was a good one.
Sounds like a Sinners thing, or maybe a Tay.
I think it was either a Tay or AJ actually. I think it was AJ, actually. Good job, AJ. Thank you. Tag teaming that one.
It's on point.
So I'm glad that no one was harassed this week. That was awesome. Good job, everyone.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
It's the level of the storytelling, you know, everything.
Yeah. And I do want to give a shout out to Ayane Sakura, who is Gabby's voice actress. And I think she does do an amazing job as Gabby.
Oh, yeah.
She does a great job. She brings her to life really well. Let me look up.
Oh, I meant to say, I wasn't on last week's episode, so I didn't get to say it, but her scream in episode 7 was probably, like, the most, like, painful scream I've heard in an anime.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a very good scream.
Not like it would hurt to do.
Yeah.
As the VA.
Yeah, and, you know, and this has been a series with lots of screams. Like, you know, everyone has screamed at some point, so when you give possibly the best scream in a scream heavy series, I think that's worth a lot of praise. Mm-hmm. I'm looking up the exact name of Sasha's voice actress because I know her and love her, but I forget how to say her name. But I think my internet is betraying me.
My anime list is down as usual.
Of course it is. As usual. Of course it is.
Now, why wouldn't it be?
Like, why would it be up?
Is it Yu Kobayashi or
Yu Kobayashi? Thank you so much. Yu Kobayashi, she does a great job as Sasha. You know, she does a great job in general. She's actually one of my favorite voice actresses. You can hear her probably at her best in Rakugo, but you know, she's really great. I think they both did a great job. I think everyone does a great job in general, but just shout outs for them killing the game.
I'm so amazed at like the range of some of these voice actors and voice actresses sometimes to find out like they do one completely different character in one show and then another one. So it's always amazing.
So I think they did a great job. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Nice. That was really fun. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Onimaru, for joining us. And thank you for having me yesterday. I'm glad we got to tag team back to back.
Yeah, what was that thing you guys did yesterday?
We did a podcast talking about, do scores even matter in the context of, you know, the anime community? So,
very interesting. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very
interesting, Shaw. I did spoil the episode.
We did spoil a little in it.
Oh, man.
We did spoil a little. But it was also fun because Onimaru got to, I want to say grill, but it was so not aggressive that that feels wrong. But it does work for Clickbait. He got to grill me over my controversial scores. So
maybe I will use it. Like, I'll take out snippets and just like title it something like far more aggressive and just like, oh yeah, grill shocking about our tastes.
Shall I have good taste challenge? Very hard. So yeah, so that was really fun. I'll link your channel below, both of them, so we could check it out. But
yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and yeah, go check out
Onimaru. So.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, especially on such short notice. We will also link your main channel, of course, where you have a lot of really great anime analysis videos. So, you know, everyone, if you're interested, go check him out. As you can tell, he has a better microphone than all of us, so his voice will come across much clearer. So it only goes up from here.
Yeah.
And of course, thank you, Moz and Panic. You guys are the MVPs every week. And thank you, everyone, for listening in and joining the Gabby gang. I will assume everyone who listened agrees team with Gabby. Us 100% is always on Team Gabby. They think that she did nothing wrong and they have no other opinions. I'm going to just assume that and keep moving forward.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So until next week, thank you guys and have a good week.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya.
See you guys.
Toot-toot-loo.
Toot-toot-loo.